An open house was held last night downtown to talk about the proposed bike plan for the Duluth Superior area, which dates back many years, starting with back in 1994 when the Metropolitan Interstate Council and the Duluth Superior Metropolitan Bikeways Plan was developed. The meeting last night was held to talk about where things are and what the plans are for the future to sustain and improve bikeways in the Duluth area. We have on the phone with us this morning, Rudy Schulderman, who is a board member with the Duluth Bike Coalition. Good morning, Rudy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So this meeting last night, was it in any way for people to announce to the public any changes in the plan or any new steps in the plan, or was it more to get conversation points from the public to decide where the mission goes from here?
So last night, the Duluth Superior Metro Interstate Commission presented their draft plan. And as you mentioned, this is an update from the bike plan that was originally prepared in 1994. And what's new about the bike plan as it is presented now is it has a stronger focus now on accommodating people of all ages and abilities. So whereas the previous plan was more about identifying bike routes and signing those, this bike plan is more focused on what kind of facilities and accommodation do we need to and improvements do we need to make in order to accommodate safe bike travel for all ages and abilities in Duluth.
What, in particular,
the metro area.
What does that mean for all ages? Is that sort of, for if we consider that, I suppose, the youngest bike riders and the oldest bike riders, is that easier access to bike trails? Is that some better lower-grade ramps? What does that particular part of the plan encompass?
So what that encompasses is to really look at how do we make biking safe. So that can mean, for example, along a busier road, a protected bike lane where the cyclist is separated from the bike lane. For example, what we have out in Lakeside with the Lake Walk, where along Superior Street there is a separated bike lane. So you could see that as a facility that allows for safe accommodation. But it's also, for example, looking at safety at intersections. So how do you manage intersections and the interaction between bikes and cars?
With a town like Duluth, and I suppose it's not maybe as prevalent in Duluth, but I think back to older cities like Boston, where you see streets and roads that existed before, you know, cars, that existed back when cows kind of determined where the paths were, that the city was laid out in a certain way that maybe didn't take bike and auto traffic simultaneously into consideration. For places where there aren't bike trails, I think along the 4th Street corridor, for example, where there is a bike lane, but it's really right alongside traffic, are there going to be any accommodations to make that safer?
Well, the plan right now identifies 4th Street as an on-street bike lane as it is. But what the plan also states is that we should continuously evaluate the bike facilities. And so one of the things that the MIGAS planning agency does is we hold annual bike counts, and as we see changes or as we document changes, that then also might lead to evaluate what kind of a facility we may need on a certain corridor. So one of the assumptions is that as you start getting a more comprehensive network of connected bikeways, that it will become more attractive for people to ride their bikes, and as a result, ridership will increase. I always compare it with what we've seen with the explosion of mountain biking. There weren't that many people mountain biking in the Duluth parks 5-6 years ago. Once we started building the infrastructure, it has really exploded. And so the key really is that you build the infrastructure to accommodate people safely. There's a large group of people we have documented that are interested in biking on the street, however, are concerned about their safety. So when you increase the safety and people's perception of that they can actually get to places in a safe way, you're more likely to see more people choosing to ride a bike as a transportation option.
Mm. Now, there are some wonderful trails already in existence, and you pointed out the one, of course, in Lakeside that connects all along the shore toward downtown and further up the shore, and some great construction has happened there to get it under London Road out beyond 60th Avenue East, and also the trails that head out into the west end of town as well, out toward Munger Park. There are lots of trails already in existence. Are there some new ones that they talked about last night, carving some new trailways that don't already exist?
Well, I think what's really important to note about the bikeways plan is that it really focuses on connecting destinations. So rather than looking at it as a trail plan, it is really looking at it from a transportation infrastructure perspective.
Uh-huh.
So the focus is really about how do we connect people from their neighborhoods to jobs, to schools, to commercial districts. And so when you look at that, basically, as you look at Duluth and the old streetcar system we had, a lot of the roads that used to have the streetcars, which have a nice grade, which makes it easy to bike on, are also appropriate bike routes. And that's what you, to a great extent, see reflected in the plan as well.
Well, that's quite clever.
So it is really about connecting people and their neighborhoods to the various destinations for everyday life.
That's a very important distinction, not just a recreational plan, but a comprehensive life plan for commuting and everything else. And I hadn't considered, too, the hills, of course, in Duluth, always being a challenge for any bicyclist, that there are certain roads that were graded for streetcars, and that, as you pointed out, that makes the grades a lot steadier for bicyclists as well. It's not all up and down, straight up and down, as it seems to be in some places. So did the public, when they attended last night, were they allowed to, given the opportunity, I should say, to make comments and to offer their opinions and suggest new ways of thinking?
Yeah, so the format last night was an open house. So there were various maps that were displayed that showed the proposed bike routes, where people had an opportunity to make comments directly on the maps in terms of what kind of improvements they would like to see or what kind of concerns they might have with what was proposed. In addition, there was also displays of the various policies that were part of the plan, guiding the implementation of the plan. And people had an opportunity there to comment on that as well as to identify which policies they liked in particular, which ones they might want to see changes to. So it was really an open process where people had an opportunity to provide feedback on the draft plan as it is currently presented.
Okay. So now what's the next step? You've got the plan that you presented to the public. Is there an implementation process, or do further decisions need to be made before any changes are made or improvements?
Yeah, so it's important to note that this is a regional bikeways plan. So this is for the entire Duluth-Superior metro area. And it really is intended to coordinate among the different road authorities. So it's not just the city, but also the county and MnDOT who have roads and maintain roads within the metro area. So it is really intended to coordinate among all these different roadway authorities. So this plan will be further adopted or changed based on the public input as well as on the various other input processes that happens with the local authorities, and then ultimately it will be adopted by the Duluth Superior Metro Commission, and then that will basically function as the regional plan and guiding document for the bikeways system, which then as a next step would require the local authorities to adopt it as well. So what we hope as Duluth Bikes is that the city of Duluth will update its 2014 plan and reflect the changes that are currently presented in the metro bikeways.
Wonderful. For those who were unable to make the meeting last night, is there a place where they can go, a website perhaps, where they can see the maps and get more information?
Yes. So the website, people can go to the Duluth Superior MIC website. And that is dsmic.org. And then if they search for Duluth Superior Bikeways, they will find the project page, and it has all the information there, including the map, as well as the background and the contact information if they want to comment on it.
Wonderful. And we'll have a link to that as well on our website later today as well. Well, Rudy, thanks so much. This is wonderful news, and not only for people who are already avid bicyclists, but those who are thinking about it, as you say, ways of incorporating that, not just into getting some exercise on the side, but using it every day to and from work and school and things like that. So this is a wonderful idea.
Great.
Have a good morning. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Great. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Rudy Skulderman, a board member for the Duluth Bike Coalition, who reflected on last night's open house down at the Zeitgeist last night, talking about the Duluth Superior Metropolitan-Wide Bike Plan. As I say, we'll have links to that coming up later on this morning once we post the audio from this interview. Also, it's Winter Bike Week this week. Lots of events going on throughout the week, and we'll have links to those as well for those who are interested in Winter Bike Week, a celebration of winter biking in all its forms, happening right here in the Duluth Superior area.